Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pagnat. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pagnat. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Power moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins tags and scores. Power tags and moves to third. Killebrew tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Sturtevant now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Causey. Power scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Sturtevant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturtevant hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Batty for the out. Allison moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals is called out on strikes. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Charles goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Twins. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Loveridge now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Power steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Allison steals second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Pascual reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Similai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimolai hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Cimolai goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 Twins. George Alozic pinch hits for Bill Fisher. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mincher strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Batty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Causey moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhals strikes out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pascual hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. Pascual moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pascual scores. It's 8-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Lenny Green pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power scores. Green moves to third. It's 9-2, Twins. Bernie Allen pinch runs for Don Mincher. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Allen moves to third. It's 10-2, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Vic Power now playing first base. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 3 in the game. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Twins. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.